Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where our panelists get to indulge their dark side and lie to you. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, or you can visit the NPR shop to pick up your Wait Wait tchotchkes. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Who's this?
My name's Chuck Gushin.
Hey, Chuck.
From Runnymede, New Jersey.
Runnymede, New Jersey?
Yep.
I'm from New Jersey. I've never been to a place called Runnymede. Where's that?
Well, it's about 5-10 minutes over the bridge from Philadelphia.
Oh, I see. You're down there in South Jersey.
Yes.
I was from North Jersey.
Oh, okay.
Is it any nicer down there?
It's got to be nicer than North Jersey.
Hey! I'm not going to disagree with you, my friend. Well, welcome to our show, Chuck. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Chuck's topic?
Oh, great. Britney Spears and her family have totally ruined my day.
The Spears family of Louisiana and Southern California, Britney, Jamie Lynn, Kevin Federline, their various offspring, siblings, parents, have haunted this nation for too long. This time they've gone too far. Each of our panelists is going to tell you a story about someone whose day was completely ruined by a Spears, but only one of them really happened to this week. Choose that real story. You'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine.
Okay.
Ready to play?
More than ready.
Your first story of Spears' Unleashed comes from Kiri O'Connor.
Kevin Federline's new line of hip toddler togs has been pulled off the shelves of several California boutiques after complaints about the tiny garments disintegrating upon use. Federline, the ex-Mr. Spears known as K-Fed, or behind his back, FedEx, released the line last month. Called Sean Jaden, it features many versions of his wardrobe. Little wife-beater undershirts, baggy pants, sideways baseball caps, rumpled khaki suits, and teeny-tiny fedoras. I thought it was so cute until customers started returning the items like crazy, said the owner of the Tater Tots boutique in Los Angeles. The clothes, which ranged in price from $20 to $80, allegedly disintegrated upon contact with liquid, sometimes just falling off a drooly or wet baby. A spokesman for Federline blamed poor quality Chinese adhesives, but said the line of girl baby clothes, called Hot Little School Girl, has been delayed indefinitely.
Kevin Federline's line of kitty clothes goes nowhere. Your next story of the Spears family wreaking havoc comes from Tom Baudette.
When asked to choose between a water landing in an icy river or being tagged as a B-list celebrity and released to a mob of waiting paparazzi, most airline passengers will go for the river. An Ohio woman traveling to L.A. for a football game was not given that choice, as several uniformed Los Angeles police officers shanghaied her into becoming a body double decoy for Jamie Lynn Spears, who happened to be arriving on the same flight. Spears, famous for having one-tenth of the talent and every ounce of the personal drama as her big sister, is something of a national tabloid treasure. The L.A. police tossed the innocent, blonde, tender, sunglass-wearing passenger to the throng of carnivorous cameramen while Jamie Lynn departed the terminal unnoticed. The woman is seeking $100,000 from the L.A. police for being, quote, publicly humiliated, a case the entire departing Bush administration is closely watching.
A woman forced to impersonate Jamie Lynn Spears at an airport gets mad. Your last story of someone being victimized by Britney and her clan comes from P.J. O'Rourke.
Here is a member of the Spears family who ruined the day for the Spears family. I mean, you would think nothing could embarrass this bunch, but there is baby brother Jim Dwayne Spears, Britney and Jamie Lynn's lesser-known sibling, the one they don't talk about. He's launching his own musical career. He was invited to perform last Tuesday night at the Louisiana State Inaugural Ball. Fortunately, the ball, held in a Northern Virginia motel function room, was not covered by the press because Jim Dwayne's act, a blackface song and dance routine. He does hip-hop interpretations of traditional minstrel tunes. A source close to Britney reports that Britney herself said, Jim Dwayne's worse than K-Fed.
All righty then. Here are your choices from Kiri O'Connor, a story of how Kevin Federline totally failed in his latest endeavor as well, marketing baby clothes. Your next story came from Tom Baudette, how a woman was forced to impersonate Jamie Lynn and was so humiliated by the experience she's suing. or from Pidgey O'Rourke, an incredibly tasteless act by an unknown Spears sibling? Which of these is the real story?
You know, if I watch the Entertainment Network, I might have a clue. The most ridiculous one, the last one, that is like...
Remember, we're talking to Spears family.
Well, then I'm going to have to say the last one.
Oh, my gosh.
Just so utterly
preposterous. You have so little faith in humanity. All right, then. You've chosen your story of PJ from PJ. Well, we spoke to someone familiar with the real story to bring you the truth.
I find it very hard to believe that an army of paparazzi don't recognize they're being duped over somebody who, let's face it, doesn't look exactly like Jamie Lynn Spears.
That was Kevin Lewin. He's the editorial director of World Entertainment News Network, talking about the Jamie Lynn Spears decoy story, Tom's story, which was true. I'm afraid, Chuck, that you were incorrect, and I've never said this before, but thank God you were.
Yeah, Chuck.
I don't suppose it's too late to change my answer.
It's a little late to change your answer. Anyway, you did not win, but you did earn a point for PJ for his incredibly disturbing fake story. Thank you for playing, and I'm sorry you encouraged him. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.